Welcome, brilliant viewers, and thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world.
Programs are available 24 hours a day in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa via Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east and Heartbird 6 at 13 degrees east. We're also conveniently available worldwide online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, OLAC, or Vietnam and Russia, enjoy growing cooperation and friendship. In humanitarian news, United States Agency for International Development, USAID, donates $48.2 million to Mozambique. In technology news, practical use of advanced space inventions is the subject of a conference in Munich, Germany. In community news, Oscar award-winning actor Russell Crowe says yes to wholesome community-based business. In communication news, a group of UK students create SISI, which instantaneously translates spoken or written words into British Sign Language. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your all-positive TV channel.
Today, October the 9th, John Lennon was born in England in 1940. Besides being a member of the internationally acclaimed band, The Beatles, he was also a practitioner and advocate of meditation. The great musician had spent time at an ashram in India with fellow Beatles members. This time was considered one of the most productive in the Beatles' legacy, as most of the songs for their albums, Abbey Road and the White Album, were written while at the retreat. John Lennon was also a peace activist, using his status as an international superstar to create peace. He once said, "If everyone demanded peace, there would be peace." Today, we remember the generous and loving spirit of Mr. John Lennon. May God continue to bless all the peace lovers in our world.
Israel considers Jerusalem as a joint capital. As part of a peace deal, the Israeli government will consider sharing Jerusalem as a Palestinian capital. Israel Deputy Prime Minister Haim Raman stated, "It is in Israel's interest to tackle the issue of Jerusalem." Thank you, Deputy Prime Minister Raman, for your thoughtful and sincere idea to promote peace between Israel and Palestine. May heaven bless the region and all people with harmonious relations and true peace.
Flyin News. British Prime Minister promises additional aid to Myanmar. After meeting on Saturday with a delegation of humanitarian groups and two monks from Myanmar, UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown pledged £1 million for emergency humanitarian aid. He also said he would do his best to urge the international community to support the reconciliation process in Myanmar. Thank you and God bless Prime Minister Gordon Brown for your ongoing efforts to bring stability to Myanmar. May the Most High bless Myanmar on its way to true and lasting peace.
Flying News. Czech Republic plans to bring troops home. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg stated on Sunday that the Czech Republic is planning a withdrawal of the country's 100 troops from Iraq. Minister Schwarzenberg also affirmed that the Czech Republic will continue its support for the rebuilding of Iraq. Thank you, Czech Republic, and may God bless your troops with a safe journey home and a warm reunion with family.
Fly-in News. Olmert devotes the next 12 months to reaching peace with Palestinians. In a speech before the Israeli parliament Monday, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert asserts his firm resolve to continue moving the diplomatic peace process forward. He spoke of the atmosphere of trust recently created with the Palestinian leadership, saying, "I believe that they want to move ahead together with us on a route that will bring about a change in the reality of relations between us and them." He also emphasized that both Israel and Palestine would have to give up some deeply held desires to bring about peace. Thank you, Prime Minister Olmert, and all Israeli people, for your progressive spirit towards peace in the Middle East. May God shower grace and blessings upon your country during this time of peacemaking and ever after.
Lion News. Ili and Orlac, or Vietnam, have cordial visit. Italian Foreign Minister Massimo D'Alema is in Orlac on a two-day visit for discussions about expanding the two countries' trade relations. Accompanied by Italian business executives, the minister stated prior to his visit that Orlac is considered an important partner. He added, "I visit Vietnam not only because of political and economic interests, but also to see with my own eyes a country that I've never been to, but has seemed to be a long-time friend." Congratulations, Italy and Orlac, for your warm relations. May heaven bless your countries with abundant friendship, happiness, and prosperity.
Fly-in News. More British troops in Iraq to return home. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown announced on Monday that by springtime of next year, nearly half of the British troops in Iraq will return home. Mr. Brown stated that 2,500 of the currently stationed 5,500 will be departing from Iraq. Thank you, Prime Minister Brown, for bringing these British troops safely back home to their loved ones. May God be with them for a safe return, and may the good Iraqi people be ever blessed with lasting peace.
Lion News. Americans are on board to take care of the environment. Two recent U.S. surveys, one conducted by Associated Press and Stanford University, and the other by Yale University, show that 3 out of 4 Americans are concerned about the effects of global warming and say that they would pay more taxes to help the environment. 71% of those surveyed said they would agree to pay higher property taxes to offset the cost of new energy-efficient appliances, and 72% would support local subsidies for renewable energy sources such as solar panel installation. Anthony Lesiewicz, director of Yale Project on Climate Change, noted, "The public is on board and willing to help foot the bill. All that's left to do now is act." Thank you, Americans, for your noble commitment to protecting the environment. May God bless our planet with a bright future through such willingness to bring positive change.
Fly-in News. UNICEF affirms improvement in Iranian children's status. UNICEF's representative in Iran, Christian Salazar, praised Iran's efforts over a 5-year joint project between UNICEF and the Iranian government. He said that UNICEF is happy to see the interest and commitment of Iran's citizens and government toward ensuring the safety of the children. As part of the culmination of a global 5-year initiative by UNICEF, this year's International Children's Day is being celebrated in Iran. Thank you, UNICEF and Iran, for your collaborative efforts to enhance the well-being of the children. May heaven bless all young people in Iran and the world with loving and caring guidance.
Lion News. Japan donates $18 million in aid and services to Morocco. In Rabat on Friday at a seminar on Moroccan-Japanese relations, it was reported that Japan has contributed $18 million to Morocco for rural water supply programs since 2004. There has been 444 rural communities with 270,000 citizens that have benefited from Japan's aid. Thank you, and heaven bless Japan for your continued support for the Moroccan people. May Japan and Morocco be graced with prosperity and strengthened cooperation in years to come.
Fly-in News. British soldiers departing Afghanistan. 96 soldiers from the 2nd Battalion of the Mercian Regiment are returning to their homes in Worcester and Forster, United Kingdom. Thank you, United Kingdom, for bringing these servicemen back safely. May God's blessing shine upon the reunited families.
Fly-in News. Danish company's satellite technology helps preserve heritage of indigenous people. The Mbenjele people living deep in the forests of the Republic of the Congo view certain trees as sacred. When the logging company, CIB, set up operations near their ancient forest home, CIB employees sought ways to protect their way of life. Today, CIB has mapped out the sacred areas within the forest that are used by the Mbenjele people and provided these maps to the Mbenjele on a handheld satellite device. The Mbenjele are happy with the efforts of CIB to preserve their forest, and the CIB employees have taken pride in protecting the local people's heritage. Thank you, CIB, for your endeavours of care and concern. May all beings coexist in harmony and mutual respect under heaven's grace.
Fly-in News. Over 8,000 OLEXIs or Vietnamese prisoners are expected to be released early. OLEX, or Vietnam's Ministry of Public Security, recently reviewed the records of 9,000 inmates. Of these, 8,020 people were declared eligible to be paroled early from prisons and detention centers. Thank you, OLEX, for your compassionate actions. Congratulations, inmates, on your early release. May heaven bless your reunions with family and loved ones with great joy.
Fly-in News. Sony announces green TV with superior performance characteristics. On Friday, Sony unveiled the XEL-1, the world's first TV made with organic light-emitting diodes. The TV is only 3 millimeters thick and has a contrast ratio of 1 million to 1. Using only 45 watts of energy, the XEL-1 TV's organic light-emitting diodes also make it an eco-friendly choice. Congratulations, Sony, on your new design! May your work inspire more people to creating and using green technology for a better planet.
Fly-in News. Access to Nature Initiative will create nature havens in the UK. Last week, celebrity gardener Alan Titchmarsh launched the Access to Nature program, which will provide grants of up to $1 million to groups that create nature havens and promote locally grown food in urban areas. Sir Clive Booth, chairman of the Grant Providing Fund, said this initiative is about engaging communities in the improvement of their local environments, promoting well-being, regenerating green spaces, and supporting the growing and use of local food. Thank you, Mr. Titchmarsh and Access to Nature, for helping city dwellers in the UK experience the wonders of the natural world. May heaven smile upon your work.
And Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Los Angeles, USA. Supreme Master Television attended one of the biggest technology conventions in the world, called the Wired Next Fest, held in Los Angeles, California. The festival showcased the people, ideas, and innovative advances that will change tomorrow's world. The categories of innovations on display span diverse categories such as design, entertainment, communication, healthcare, transportation, sustainable living, and much more. An astronaut from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, who had returned from a space mission, enthusiastically shared with Supreme Master Television.
I hope someday to walk on the moon myself, but just knowing that we're taking these steps and that a lot of the kids that are here today are going to be just the perfect age to be the ones we send to those planets and to help make us one step closer to the reality of walking on other planets.
May lofty dreams become reality for the benefit of our planet. Thank you, and God bless all who are devoted to making this happen.
We have some applications on Earth. We're just going to spend a few moments to be in communion with God. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
I'm Lamberta, the sheep, and today's tip has to do with traveling. When you're traveling long distances with your children, a great way to keep them occupied is to provide them with sun visors that they can draw on. These come with suction caps, dry wipe pens, sponge eraser, and sample drawings. This is a fun way for them to pass the time during long journeys. Thank you for watching, and now we'll have a look at the weather from around the world.
Humanitarian news, United States Agency for International Development, USAID, finalizes donation of $48.2 million to Mozambique. The donation, which was signed by the Mozambican government and USAID, is part of a total donation for the year of $157 million. $95 million will be used mostly for HIV/AIDS prevention programs and providing care for those already affected. This brings the total money donated to Mozambique by USAID to over $2 billion since 1984. Thank you, and God bless the United States Agency for International Development
and Americans for your continued generous contributions to improving the lives of your brethren nations in lasting ways. May your noble efforts be graced with divine success.
In technology news, the transfer of advanced space technology to civil use will be the main focus of the European Space Technology Transfer Conference to be held at the Munich Expo on October 16th and 17th. 24 speakers representing 19 companies from 10 European countries will discuss practical situations on how space technology can provide innovative technological solutions to the marketplace. There are many sectors, including automotive, medical, energy, textile, security, and robotic, in which it is envisioned that space technology solutions can be practically applied. Thank you, organizers of this conference and all those that are seeking to use our discoveries in space to enhance the lives of our global citizens. May your efforts bear fruit towards noble endeavors. Up next on Noteworthy News, Oscar award-winning actor Russell Crowe supports wholesome community-based business. We'll go welcome the stray cat with some soy milk. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In community news, the owners of the Rabbitohs Rugby League team in Sydney, Australia, have proposed to remove the 60 poker machines which bring in $7 million revenue per year to the club. Actor Russell Crowe and Peter Holmes-Lacourt stated that their decision did not amount to telling people what to do, but was based on sound business sense. Mr. Holmes-Lacourt said, "Our sponsors are telling us that the more we do in the community, the more they will support the rugby league team. They believed that poker machines did not contribute to the community." Thank you, and God bless Mr. Crowe and Mr. Holmes-Lacourt for your wise action in trying to best serve your community.
In communication news, students from the United Kingdom, with help from IBM, have created a system to enable the instantaneous translation of spoken or written words into British Sign Language, or BSL. The system, which is called SISI or Say It, Sign It, uses an animated avatar, which is a graphical image that represents a person. The avatar is activated by speech recognition. IBM says its technology could provide interpretation where a human is not available. It has approval from the Royal National Institute for Deaf People. In the near future, it could even be used to provide automatic signing on radio, television, and phones. Thank you, students and IBM, for helping to improve the lives of our brothers and sisters. May heaven bless your great efforts with continued success for humankind.
Please enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Strange Letter.
有一次，一位牧师啊，他就上台讲讲讲讲讲一大堆的以后，他就收到一条放在一封信里面，再拿出来一张纸，里面就有一次而已，说笨蛋，我说那种王八蛋，那个就是他这样子讲嘛，意思说他骂那个人那个最粗鲁的那种啊，他写在里面而已，一字而已，王八蛋。那个牧师看你哦，他说这个真的很奇怪，真的很奇怪，大家都在那里已经，他受到那个他没讲什么，要在那边真奇怪了，感觉很惊讶那个哈。好的，一直等人家，他就说我以前也受到过很多封信呐、啊，里面人家写信然后忘记签名啊。怎么这一次收到一封信就想签名？
And now for our viewers' hotline. This letter was written by Dragan from Serbia, who wrote,
I have been watching your channel on a satellite broadcasting, and I was really touched and thrilled with your work, beliefs, and goals. I have seen and read on my language subtitles that you work to help people in all around the world. My name is Dragan, and I am from Serbia. I have listened to Master Chinghai, and I loved what I heard. Cordially, Dragan.
Thank you, Dragan, for taking the time to write Supreme Master Television. We very much appreciate your comments. Sending to you in Serbia loving thoughts of peace and warm wishes. May God's love and blessings be with you and your loved ones.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Supreme Master Television is available at suprememastertv.com, anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day.
May your day be filled with divine grace. We'll see you next time.